We're told in the Megillah, Al Kain Karu LaYomim Ho'ele Furim Al Shem HaPur. It's very interesting. Al Kain Karu LaYomim Ho'ele Furim Loshen Rabbi Al Shem HaPur Loshen Yochid. If there are Purim, there are more than one Pur, so it should be called Purim Al Shem HaPurim. If it's only one, so it should be called Al Kain Karu LaYomim Ho'ele Pur Al Shem HaPur. Why is it that it's Purim, it's called Purim, Al Shem HaPur, Lashon Yachid. Also, Pur, as we know in the Megillah, he pil Pur, Hu HaGoyrol. Pur is not Lashon Kodesh. Pur is what it was for them. That's what it's called. Hu HaGoyrol, that's what it is in Lashon Kodesh. In choosing the name for the Yontif, what's the significance of the fact that the Dafka chose Pur, the non-Lashon Kodesh name, as opposed to Goyrol, which is the Lashon Kodesh name? In addition, the Etzim thing, the name of the Yontif L'chayra is the optaich of the banner, the yesod of what happened in the Yontif. Seemingly, the Geirel is a prat in the Yeshua, but the Etzim Yeshua is the whole Maisa with Esther and the Tfilos and Tzakosom and the Xeris for whatever they came and the Tikkunim that came Al Yedei the Tfilos v'chulei v'chulei. One prat of it is the Geirel. Why was Geirel chosen to be the name of the Yontif? It would appear that the Etzim Yesod of the Yontif is Mishtayach b'miyuchad to the Geirel. That needs a Hezber as well. In the Tfilah of Asher Heini, which we say after Mikra Megillah, we say Pur Nepach l'Purenu. That's also something interesting. Pur, the guy was Nepach, changed l'Purenu. The Pur didn't change. The Pur was what the Pur was. L'maisa, it wasn't carried out the way it was supposed to, the way it was meant, Rachman al-Utslan. It was meant to be V'islu Esmarot Chayolov, and to go in conjunction with Gzeres and Klal Yisrael, and through the tefillahs and tzakosom, it turned differently, and they were nitzel from that, and Haman was hanged. But it's not the Pur Nepach l'Purenu, that also needs to ask. Now, everyone knows, famous Yisoid of the Nefesh HaChaim, that there's a Hanhoga of Teva, which applies to the rest of the world, but Klal Yisrael has a Koyach to be Dovuk to a Mahalach, to an Olam of Me'ala Teva, where there's a totally different Hanhoga. A person is Dovuk to a Hanhoga, to an Olam of Ein Oid Milvadai, then he's Me'ala Teva. Famous Shachayim is Masbir with that, the Taich in the Mishnah, that Chiyodo Shal Moshe Isis Milchama Shavris Milchama El Mizman Shkol Zman Shahu Yisrael Mistaklum Klape Maila Umishabde Mislibam Lavim Shabashamayim, that Nefesh HaChaim teaches that what does it mean when they were Mistakel Lemala Minateva and they saw Ein Oid Milvadai and they rose above the limitations and the constrictions of Teva? They became Dovuk in a higher level of Ein Oid Milvadai, then they're not Meshuvah to Teva anymore than they want. Meaning, Al Derech HaTeva, Amalek would have won. Klal Yisrael, in order to win, had to be Nis'ale Me'al HaTeva, to be Dovuk in a Mahalach of Ein Oid Milvadai, and being Dovuk in that Mahalach of Ein Oid Milvadai, that's not Meshuvah to Teva, so there, Amalek has no Zika, has no Shaychas. From the fact that the Pur, the Geirel of Haman, Taka had to change, Pur Nepach l'Pureinu, what do we see? That Be'etzem, the Geirel of Haman, had a Koyach. The Geirel of Haman, in this Mahalach of Teva, had a Koyach, Rachman al-Utzlan. The Haman would, Chas v'Shalom, have been Geiver and Mordechai and the Yehudim. Just that's only in the Mahalach of Teva and the Eilam HaChomri. The aside of Haman Bechlal, Tzadik is Medayik, Haman came home, and what did he tell all the time to Zeresh Ishtoi? He gave her all the news, right? It's called Asher Karohu, Lashon Mikra. Haman viewed everything that happened to him as a Lashon Mikra. Happened. That's Lashon, that's Asher Karcho Baderech, that's the aside of Amalek. That everything's mikra. It's not, there's no plan, it's not one big picture from the Eibishter. It's every little thing is a mikra, so everything that happens is figuratively a roll of the dice. Within this mahalach of everything being a roll of the dice, kanira, there's a mokem for geirel. Geirel is a specific, it's a glorified roll of the dice, and the geirel is kaveya something in this world of teva. There is such a kayach, kanira. And in this world of teva, this kayach of geirel would taka have been kaveya, like Haman wanted, Rachman wanted. Like Haman wanted. That's all in the mahalach of teva. But hare, there's another mahalach. There's the mahalach of Einoid Milvadai. The mahalach of Einoid Milvadai is not limited, is not constrained by the hagbolus of Teva and Gashmias. Al Yedei, the Tzoymais and the Zaakos of Klal Yisrael was nis'ale to that madrega of Einoid Milvadai. Now, in this madrega of Einoid Milvadai, it has nothing to do with Teva. In Teva, there's a mokum for the girl to be Keveya, the roll of the dice. Teva will go this way. Once you're in this Aleph in Teva, it's something else. Now, even there's a mokum for girl. For example, you find that for Chalukas Ha'aretz, which was anything but Mikra, the format of Chalukas Ha'aretz was through girl. Asher Muchach Mizeh, that girl is Be'etzem a Mahalach, even not in the world of Mikra. What's the aside of that Mahalach? Geirel in the world of Einoid Milvadai, in the world of Ratzon Hashem, is Geirel is an oifen for the Hizgalus of Ratzon Hashem. The Hizgalus of Ratzon Hashem. In this world of Einoid Milvadai, where the Geirel is a Hizgalus of Ratzon Hashem, it's Bichlal not limited and not bound to the outcome of the Geirel in the Olam HaGashmi, which we'll explain in a sec. In the Olam HaTeva, the Geirel of Haman was for Haman. In the Olam of Einoid Milvadai, the Geirel is Taka Keveya, Ratzon Hashem is the Hatzol of Klal Yisrael. Ratzon Hashem is Kveit Shamayim. Kveit Shamayim is Haman should be the one who would hang on the Eitz. That means on two different levels, there are two Geirelas here going over here, all coming from the same Geirel that Haman did. To understand it a little bit deeper, Be'emes, even in our physical world, in the Olam HaGashmi, what you see isn't what you get. The physical world is made to, it's an illusion, it's very deceptive. One could think that it's an end in itself, and that everything in this physical world has its own chashivas, has its intrinsic chashivas. As such, if it has its intrinsic chashivas, so then everything, there's a hierarchy, and everything is chashiv. The car, a house, or this, or that, everything is chashiv, and everything is a separate thing. The truth of the matter is, none of it has a chshivas, none of it has a kiyum, except for the fact that there's a Ratzon Hashem that it should be here. Everything is a part of one big package and one big picture of a Ratzon Hashem. In terms of that Ratzon Hashem, there's no separate shtiklach, there's this, there's a hierarchy. Ratzon Hashem is Ratzon Hashem. The Ratzon Hashem is Kveit Shamayim in this world. Everything, whether we see and understand it or not, everything is here for Kveit Shamayim. It's all miksha achas, it's all part of one package for Kveit Shamayim. Klal Yisrael, Al Yedei, in this, Al Yedei, the Tfilas and the Zakais, Klal Yisrael was Nis'ala. What does that mean? Klal Yisrael was Megala, that there's nothing else. What does Tfilas and Zakais do? Well, they realize that there's nothing besides the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. In this physical world, there's Tzoras. Everything is converging from every side. There's all kinds of gzeiras. If you look at them as things in and of themselves, it's unbearable. It's not survivable. Through tefillas, through za'okas, they're nis'ale that there's nothing besides the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Translated, Ein Oid Milvadai. When Ein Oid Milvadai, they're nis'ale from that physical hanhaga of this world, where the Dvar Hashem was nitztamtem into a physical guise which totally conceals the Ratzon Hashem. That's why the Olam is called Olam, the world. Miloshen Helam, it's hidden, the Ratzon Hashem. You're megala the Ratzon Hashem. If you're megala the Ratzon Hashem, you're nis'ala from this world to a mahalach of Einayit Milvaday. In Einayit Milvaday, where it's only Ratzon Hashem, everything is me'uchad. Everything is one shtik kveit shamayim. In the Kveit Shamayim Shabbat, what's the Geirah doing Kveit Shamayim? It comes for Kveit Shamayim, for the godless of Klal Yisrael. So you could have, seemingly, the same Geirah which in the Mahalach of Teva, Rachmana Litzlan dictates the Tliya of Mordechai. In the Mahalach of Einayit Milvaday, that same Geirah in a higher world dictates the Hatzalah of Klal Yisrael and the Tliya of Haman. To understand it a bit more, Be'etzem, even that which we have as tzaris in this world, in the physical world, why do we have that? Let everything be gishmak. The tzaris in the physical world is so we don't stray, and so you come back and realize that there's a Ratzon Hashem, that you have nothing besides the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the whole Kliya and the whole Geirul, the bad, that it's mislabesh and the levush of bad in this world, is all bottom line for L'Toiva. It needs that levush of the Kliya of Rahman al-Islam, of Mordechai here, to be Ma'ir Klal Yisrael, to be Nis'ala. When Klal Yisrael is Nis'ala, what's the Geirul? The same thing, it's good, Kveit Shamayim, it's for Klal Yisrael to be you nes'ala to that dark atyana gairul, it's kaveya toiv. Just the toiv in the physical of which that it's kaveya is to be mitzayer you, to be magzir lamutav. And the toiv in the einayit milvadei, when you're holding in such a dark, is the hatzol of Mordechai. When Mordechai came to the Shara Melech, so the Megillah tells us that Esther sent Begotim Lahalbishai. Now, Nesivis, in his Pirush Megillah Starim, explains that what was going on over here. Esther sent it to him, he sent it back. So Esther fully understood that the Ikir is to be mispalel to Ribbono Shel Olam. Just Esther held that there has to be a shtadlis as well. There has to be a shtadlis. So she sent Begotim to Mordechai. He should put on the begadim and look presentable. And Mordechai Harei was a sar, was a minister, a former minister in the government of Achashverosh. So if he dresses up properly, he'll be able to come in, and maybe that'll be his ishtadlus. Maybe he'll be able to pile something. To that end, she sent him begadim lahalbish as Mordechai. She'll be able to go in and be medaber alev ha-melech. What did Mordechai answer? That in this matzav of Klal Yisrael, there's no makom for that. The only thing to do is lis'anis, and to be mislabesh and a levush sak, and to be misbatel totally from this world, we have only the Ribbono Shel Olam. What does that mean? What we said. Mordechai understood that in the matzav of the gzeira, where Haman, everything Haman did is binding. In this world, he understood that that's what has to be. The Eitzah is the only Eitzah to be mis'ala to anoga v'inayt milvadai. And in that Eitzah of In that world of Einayit Milvaday, the Kayach of Haman is like Pagav Alei Noga. There's no problem. And Esther, as we see, was Mekabel what Mordechai said. Because what did she immediately do afterward? She went into Melech HaChashverosh HaShaloi Chados after 3 days of fasting, and Taka didn't make any Hishtadlus Tivis that he should be Mekabel. Why? Because the Yeshua had to come Dafka from being Dovuk in the Ribbono Shel Olam with a Mahalach of Einayit Milvaday. And that be'etzem brings us to what the Yisoid, the Shoyrish of the Nes of Purim is. The Shoyrish of the Nes of Purim is that even in a matzav, where al derech ha-teva, it appears that there are a lot of tzoros, and it looks like no ash, that it can bring to a yiyush chas v'shalom, from all zeiten there's tzoros. But if you're mischaber to the Ratzon Hashem, which is tamun in this, which is hiding, you're in mis'ala to a different mahalach of Einayit Milvaday, and over there everything's good. Hakol Tov. And what L'chaira appeared to be a tzara gedayla was be'emes the Yeshua. You also understand, L'fizeh, why the Nes of Purim brought to a Kabbalah Timu Masha Kiblu Kvar, they brought to a Kabbalah of Torah Shebaal Peh. What did they become? Nilma, that everything that appears, it's exactly the opposite of what it appears. It appears to be a tremendous tzar, and it appears to be an es tzara. Ayidei tfilos and zaakas, you become nizdabik in a higher level. What does that mean? You're davuk in the ratzon Hashem. There's nothing more than the Rebbeinu Shalala. What's Torah Shebaal Peh? Torah Shebaal Peh is the world, the kayach of Torah for a mensch to navigate this physical world with an intrinsic and internal kayach of Einoid Milvad, of Ratzon Hashem. It's exactly what, if once, that's exactly what Torah Shebaal Peh is. Once there we got to this darga, this gala, that everything is Ratzon Hashem, so then there's a Kabbalah of Torah also. The eighth, Gavaya Chamishim Amah, that Haman brought, so in the Sefer Manas HaLevi, he brings that Eitz was Mitevas Noach, because Parshan Dosa was a Duchas al Mokim HaKailal Horei Ararat. Parshan Dosa ruled over an area which included Horei Ararat, where the Teva was. And the Eitz of the Hatzol of Klad, this Eitz that Haman brought was from an Eitz from the Teva. And he fears ice there. Kishem, like the Teva was Matzel Es HaOilam B'Yimei Noach, so also this Eitz of the Teva was Matzel Es Yisrael B'Yimei Mordechai. What's the Taj? The parallel is very, very clear. In the Mabul, the world was Nischayev Kliya, and it had to be. It was a point of no return. The world was Nischayev Kliya. What did the Mabul do? The Mabul created a world, and that world was destroyed in totality. What did the Mabul do? The Mabul was its own world taken out of the world and put in a different darga, in a different place, and that was the source of the Hatzolah. That's the Eitz. The Eitz of Haman was from the Teva. What was the Sheirish of the Kayach of the Hatzolah of the Teva? Took you out of the world, which was a world of destruction, and put you in a different place. Took you out, took Klal Yisrael out of the world where there's a Gzeira of Haman and the Kayach of Amalek, and put them in a Darga of Einoid Milvadoi, all through the Gzeiras of Haman and the Eitz. All through the Gzeiras of Haman. That's the Tzustel of the Eitz, of the Teva being used for the Eitz that they were Teila Haman of. Al Pi Hanal, we understand very well why the Yontif, first of all, why the Yontif is called Al Shem HaPur. Because the Pur, the fact that the Geirel, which indicates how Yarud, how downtrodden the Matzav of Klal Yisrael is, and how what the Sakonas are, right? What the Sakonas for their very existence are, that in such a Matzav, it could turn, because it's really, you could be Nis'ala to a place of Einoid Milvadai, and everything is Toiv. So as bad as it thinks, it's just be Dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shalaylam, and it's good. What shows that? What embodies that? That's the Pur. That Yena Pur, which was meant in the Mahalach of Teva would hang Mordechai, that Pur become itself ends up being Keveya. If in on the level of Einoid Milvadoi, that Pur is being Keveya at Li Avam. That Pur itself is being Keveya at Li Avam. That's the Lashon of Pur Ne'epach LePureinu. There's taka two koiches of this Pur. The Pur in the physical world is the sakonas. The Pur in the olam of Einoid Milvadoi, in the mahalach of Einoid Milvadoi, the Pur is pure Ratzon Hashem, which is kulei toiv. There's no ra. Ra is only from the hisgashmus of everything. In the tzimtzum, there's a makom for ra. In Ratzon Hashem, there's no ra. It's all toiv. In that Mahalach the Geruzi is this the Tli of Haman and the Hatzal of Mordechai. Pur ne'epach l'pureinu taka. Al yedei the Pur and the Zakos with Tzadivrei Zakos with Hatzoymais with Zakosam, that they were nis'ala to the Mahalach of Einoid Levada, it was ne'epach l'pureinu. It became our Pur. It became for us. That's the aside. And that's why it's called Pur dafka not in Lashon Kodesh. Because you look at the physical world, you think it's something. It's this Parsi Pur that's going on over here. That's what you think that's going on? have a idea that Munach and Tamun in that is the Pureinu, is our Hatzalah within that, that seemingly Goyish, what seemingly not our Kayach, in there, Tamun in there is Ratzon Hashem, and that Ratzon Hashem is our Hatzalah, and that's the Nepach Pureinu. That's Al Kain, Karu La Yomim Ha'ele Furim, Loshen Rabim, Al Shem Hapur, Loshen Yochid. Because the aside of the Limud was, it appears to be a poor one, poor old Gayesh Agarel of Haman in the Mahalach of Teva. The Limud is, look at it differently, there's a Ratzon Hashem Tamun in that. Every poor is really a Purim, there's two. There's the geirel of the Mahalach of Einayit Milvadai. In the geirel of the Mahalach of Einayit Milvadai, that's Kulay Tayv. And that you can get to. Al Yedei, Tshuva, Taira, Tfila, and Zalka. In the Svarim of Reb Tzadok HaKoyen, he writes, for other places as well, that the Naicha, the Menucha of Purim, is like the Menucha of Shabbos. The Hesber is mamish. I'll be what we said. It's musber kimin chaymer. The naicha of Shabbos, the menucha of Shabbos, is during the week. There's a mahalach of the Olam Hagashmi, and what do we have to do in the Olam Hagashmi? To dig out the Ratzon Hashem through mitzvahs and Torah. Sfasema says k'seid b'shem d'chdusherim, through mitzvahs and Torah. You're megala the Ratzon Hashem. You take out the Ratzon Hashem. That's tamun in the Olam Hagashmi. Shabbos, when there's a shvisa from all the malachas of the Olam Hagashmi, then Ratzon Hashem is boilet b'berirus. It's a gilui, that's the me'ein olam haba of Shabbos, where everything is einayit milvadai sedod ha'evishter, that's all there is. That's the naicha of Shabbos. The naicha of Purim is the same thing. The naicha of Purim was, what was the hatzolah of the, after the milchamas and after everything else, what was the hatzolah? What was the hakara? That their physical world is bottle and mevutl, and everything is Ratzon Hashem. Everything is Einayit Milvadai. It's a gilui of Einayit Milvadai, just like Shabbos. And it's interesting. The Yontif of Purim was not kavua on the day of an Itzachin of Milchama. Is when is Kayom Asher Nochu? It was Dafka Hukva on the day of Menucha. Why is that? Because it's punkt like Shabbos. The Menucha of Shabbos, you refrain, you're shavis from all malachas. Nothing's going on, just kulay deya es Hashem, kulay the Ratzon Hashem, to know that everything is the Rebbeinu Shalom Einayit Milvadai. That's the aside of the Menucha. Here also, the Menucha from what they did is because they came to Hakara, there's nothing other than Ratzon Hashem, they're noch from all Melachas, they're not, well, Melachas, because no Yisr Melacha, but they're noch from the Melchamas and from the things that they were doing, and it's a Shvisa for a Hakara of Einayit Milvadai. The Shvisa of the Nochu on Purim is parallel to the Shvisa of Shabbos. The Dafka, when they're noch, it's mislabet and misbaher, the kayach of Einayit Milvadai. And that is our Avodah on Purim, to be nis'ale, misdabek, in the Ratzon Hashem, al yedei, being mischazek in limud ha-Torah, in tefillah, and to free ourselves of the shackles of the physical world and all of the taivis and what the street pulls us. Our fortress is to be mizbatzer in Torah and to be mizbatzer in tevila, and in that schus to come to the kiyum of laihudim aisa oira v'simcha v'sasun v'ikar.